Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's fall festival season in Toronto right now, meaning more movies that you can shake a stick at. Toronto After Dark will thrill and chill you with horror, cult, and fantasy picks. Cinefranco brings brand new French language comedies, dramas, and policier from Quebec and Europe. And Rendezvous with Madness plays fascinating films accompanied by panel discussions on addiction and mental health. All good all this weekend, but I'm going to talk about bro movies, two biopics about, and a documentary about men with lofty goals. One wants to climb a sheer cliff, another wants to build a perfect body, and a third one just wants to fly to the moon. Bigger, directed by George Gallo. Joe Weider, played by Tyler Hoechlin, is a poor Jewish kid in Depression-era Montreal. On the streets, tough kids beat him up and steal his paper route money, and at home, his cruel mom beats him for not keeping clean enough. At least his little brother Ben, played by Aniran Barnard, looks up to him. Joe finds inspiration in unusual places. A strong man he sees at the circus and photos of weightlifters at newsstands. He begins to obsessively draw pictures of perfect male bodies, copying from textbooks at the McGill Library. He wants to promote beautiful physiques, bodies that are muscular, symmetrical, and healthy, but fitness for health and looks is still a brand new concept. In those days, people guzzled booze, smoked like chimneys, and thought exercise was a dangerous thing, best left to professional or amateur Olympic athletes. Weider challenges all this with self-published magazines promoting new exercises, diets, and weight training, illustrated with glamour shots of barely dressed muscle men. It's a smash hit, and he gets a U.S. contract. And Joe and Ben's empire expands to bodybuilding contests, weights, and a wide range of magazines. When business takes him to Hollywood, he spots a bleached blonde pinup model working out at Jack LaLanne's gym. Betty, played by Julianne Hough, is everything he desires, beautiful, fit, and smart. He's separated from his first wife. Is this true love? Later, he discovers Austrian bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger, the personification of his childhood drawings, and brings him to America. Bigger is a fun, if idealized, look at the life and career of Canadian fitness mogul Joe Weider. It's a bit corny, with Montreal-born Joe talking in an unplaceable, choppy European accent, and it steers clear of his disputes and scandals. But Hoechlin and Hough are enjoyable as Joe and Betty, and there's even a supervillain, this racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic guy, Hawk, wonderfully played by Kevin Durant, who is his business rival and real-life enemy. This isn't a great movie, but it's one I enjoyed. First Man, directed by Damien Chazelle. It's the 1960s in America, the space race is on, and the Soviets are winning. Neil Armstrong, played by Ryan Gosling, is a test pilot exploring the skies. He can land any plane, even one about to explode. He's married to Janet, played by Claire Foy, a pixie-ish woman with a fierce temper. They have a young daughter they both love, but when the girl dies of an incurable illness and Neil loses his job, despite his skills, they know things have to change. So Neil makes a big decision. NASA needs astronauts, and he's going to be one. They move down to Houston and settle in to suburban life. First Man follows the career and home life of the renowned astronaut from Gemini missions to Apollo's first landing. Armstrong is portrayed as a strong, silent type, a no-nonsense guy who drives off alone to handle his anger and depression. It also deals with their uncertain lives. Lots of the astronauts died. And director Chazelle makes you feel like you're there with them in the rocket ship while keeping room in the movies for show tunes. What? Yep, you heard me. So how come I didn't like this movie? Well, First Man is too heavy, too long, too ponderous. It's one of those overly stern and patriotic American movies about national heroes. Where's the suspense? We know he's the first man on the moon. What's the point? Okay, there are a few powerful scenes, but mainly consisted of rattling cockpits, brooding astronauts, and suburban housewives railing about their husbands. Ryan Gosling is wasted here and just feels like boring Oscar bait. Free Solo, directed by Hai Vasarely and Jimmy Chin. It's 2016 and Alex Honnold has an obsession to scale a sheer cliff in Yosemite. Mountain climbers have done it before in teams, rappelling with ropes, pitons, and carbineers, but Alex wants to do it free solo. That means by himself without safety ropes. One slip, one miscalculated reach will send him plunging to his death. But he really wants to climb El Cap. And if not free solo, what's the point, he thinks. Alex is this boyish, wiry vegetarian who cares little for material things. He's a loner who lives out of a trailer. And he's also in perfect shape, lithe, bendy, incredibly strong. He has to be able to hold on to a crack in a rock with just a few fingers while swinging or stretching his body sideways to the next outcropping. He intensely studies this cliff, practicing each stage in separate small climbs using ropes. And he's accompanied by the filmmakers who made this film, accomplished climbers themselves. Alex proves to be a bit camera shy, hesitant to let go, as it were, before the cameras. Is it performance anxiety? And will Alex make it to the top or plunge to his death? Free Solo is an amazing and spectacular look at one climber, it's a documentary, attempting the nearly impossible. I have no deep-seated passion for rock climbing. I even have a fear of falling, but this movie kept me riveted the whole time. And scenes showing Alex's quirky nature and the people around him, including climbers, the family, his girlfriend, help give him a more rounded portrayal. But it's the climb itself, the truly amazing photography that keeps your attention. Bigger, First Man, and Free Solo all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.